Well, one of the Tory rebels who voted for that amendment is the former Minister Anna Soubry, the MP for Broxtowe, and she's with us. Good morning.
Morning.
There were, in the end, only 11 Tories with you in voting for that amendment. What were the whips saying at the time?
Oh, it was an appalling spectacle, I'm afraid to say. I know they have to do their job and they're doing it in the most difficult of times, but, you know, these nonsenses of threatening general elections and votes of confidence in the Prime Minister. And as I actually said, I think it was the Deputy Chief Whip, bring it on, because I shall be the first in the queue to give my vote of full confidence in the Prime Minister. The problem is, I don't think that she's in charge anymore.
Right, but
I've no doubt Jacob Rees-Mogg is running our country.
But it wasn't nonsense, was it? Because had that amendment gone in your favour, isn't it almost certain that there would be more letters written to the chairman of the 1922 committee and that would have triggered a vote of a leadership contest in the Conservative
Party? Not at all. You know, the whole point about being the Prime Minister is that you lead and you give leadership. And Theresa has the support of the majority of Conservative backbenchers. There's no debate about that. It would be the stuff of complete madness for us to have a leadership contest at this, the most difficult of times in our country's history since the Second World War. So these were hollow and rather ridiculous threats. And it's a real testament to the courage of a number of my colleagues that they stuck to their guns. They put their constituents' interests before anything else and they went into the lobbies. And of course, as you've already observed, the reason that that very important amendment, which backed the government's white paper, and we ought to talk about that at some stage, the reason it lost was because of Labour Leave members of Parliament who voted with the government. Quite perverse times that we live in.